te ha servido.
Que mi madre no se muere, que mi padre me recuerde.
Juanes has always loved being on stage, and he's driven himself relentlessly to get there. But other things make him just as happy these days.
Qué linda está la mañana en que vengo a saludarte.
It's a beautiful sunny morning. Juanes is hanging out at home on Key Biscayne with his kids, Luna, Paloma, and Dante. They're 9, 7, and 4. They're all in pajamas. And Dante doesn't want to stop playing his electronic game.
Ponle pausa para que no lo pierdas. ¿Sabes qué pasa, Yoro? Lo que pasa es que no puede hablar, no tiene lengüita. Anoche una ratica la comió. ¿Cierto? Mírala, ya tiene, mírala, mírala, mírala.
Juanes is 40 now. He was 15 when he started his first rock band in his hometown of Medellin. 19 Grammys are crowded into his home recording studio. He sold 15 million albums, and his concerts fill arenas. In 2009, his controversial Peace Without Borders concert in Cuba drew more than a million people. His son had just been born a few days earlier. That's when Juanes realized his success was taking a terrible toll.
I was like, wow, exhausted, you know, like tired about everything. And at the same time, I became a father of three beautiful kids, and I was spending too much time out of home. So I was getting sick myself.
Volverte a ver es todo lo que quiero hacer.
He was always touring, recording, promoting. His kids would cry when they saw his suitcases by the door. His music dried up. The stress drove him and his wife Karen Martinez apart for a while. Juanes realized things had to change.
I decided to stop, to listen to my heart and my interior voice and say, well, I just need to rest my mind for a moment.
He fired his longtime manager, shut down his Twitter account, and told his label he was taking a break. And he started doing ordinary things with his kids.
Yeah, you know, for example, simple things like just to be on a table and have lunch together and ask them, hey guys, how was your day today at school? Is everything okay? Or we play basketball, we go in the skateboard, you know, things like that. We play soccer.
Last year, Juanes emerged from his hiatus. He recorded an MTV Unplugged album at the New World Symphony Hall on Miami Beach. This spring, his autobiography came out. He says the break rejuvenated him.
Yeah, it gave me a lot of strength. Yeah, I feel more comfortable and strong now. In this moment, I'm just doing the music that I really want to do. So now I just feel focused again and the way you need to be. So I'm really happy.
He's touring again. On Thursday, he'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. But now he knows being at home is just as important as being on stage. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.